Chapter 33. Kovac flicked on the dash strobe as he drove through the streets, trying to catch up to David Moore. He was betting Moore would go straight to the apartment he had been paying for. Even money said Ginny Bird lived there. He caught a look at the big Mercedes sedan sitting at the next stoplight and killed the strobe. Moore went through the intersection and turned onto the ramp to the freeway. Kovac followed him, then stepped on the gas and blew past him two lanes over. Moore didn't know his car and wouldn't be looking for him anyway. His head would still be in the scene that had just played out between himself and his wife and on what he was going to do next. Kovac exited the freeway and drove straight to the apartment building. It was a nice place in a pricey neighborhood. Fairly new building, landscaping, a gated underground garage. No doorman, though. No concierge. He parked across the street, got out, and walked over to the entrance. The tenant list was on a brass buzzer pad beside the door to the small lobby. Kovac went down the names. Bird, V, apartment 309. As he debated whether or not to ring the buzzer, a white Lexus turned in at the drive. The garage gate groaned and rattled as it began to rise. Kovac moved away from the building entrance, went back down the sidewalk, nonchalant, going for a stroll. The Lexus rolled down into the garage. He waited until the car had turned to the right in search of a parking spot, then walked down into the garage, ducking under the descending gate. It was as simple as that to get into a building where residents believed they were secure. He checked the ceiling for cameras, but there were none. He didn't bother to hide, but walked over to the elevator as if he lived there and pushed the button to go up. 10 seconds later, he was joined by the driver of the Lexus, a tired-looking guy with a red runny nose and a plastic bag from Snyder Drug. "You got that bug that's going around?" Kovac said. The guy rolled his eyes. "I wish I was dead. Drink whiskey. That helps?" The elevator arrived and they got on. Kovac pushed the button for the third floor and glanced up at the ceiling of the car. No security camera. "Doesn't matter," he said. "After you've had a couple, you won't give a shit."
"Good point. Where are you going?"
"Four, thanks." They rode the rest of the way in silence and nodded to each other when Kovac got off on the third floor. He didn't go down the hall to Ginny Bird's apartment, but stood there outside the elevator, waiting for the car to go back down and come back up, and the doors to open on David Moore. The hall was empty. Someone had taped a bright orange sign on the wall beside the elevator, inviting all residents to the October meeting of the Renters Association. "Voting on the issue of Christmas decorations on the building exterior. We need a quorum. Please come." Kovac considered writing his neighbor's name and phone number on the poster as a source of expertise on the subject. Maybe 5 minutes passed before the elevator rumbled as it descended, then rose out of the parking garage. Kovac stood in front of the doors so that when they opened, David Moore stepped right into him. "Hey," Moore barked, annoyed at the obstacle, then realizing the obstacle was Kovac. The look in his eyes went from annoyance to confusion to suspicion in a split second. Kovac hit him hard in the chest with the heels of both hands, knocked him back into the elevator car, into the back wall, and followed him in. "What the hell?" Moore said, trying to get his feet back under him. Kovac grabbed him by the front of his shirt and shoved him into the corner. "Listen, you sorry piece of shit. I know all about you and your girlfriend," Kovac said. "I know all about your little tete-a-tetes at the Marquette every other week. What are you, one of those pervs that gets off on taking the chance of being caught?" "That'd be you, all right," Kovac sneered. "You don't have the balls to stand up to your wife. You want somebody else to tell her you're out on the town with some $50 a blowjob skirt, you fucking coward." Moore pressed himself back into the corner, raised up on his toes, like that would somehow make him a bigger man than the worm that he was. "You can't treat me this way," he blustered, red-faced, more afraid than aggressive. "This is harassment and brutality." Kovac curled his lip in disgust. "Call a cop, limp dick. I've got 12 witnesses who'll swear I was playing Parcheesi at the Moose Lodge in New Hope."